live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. This is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
Greetings, J-Rod Concerts family from a steaming hot Nashville, Tennessee. Man, it's hot. There's no breeze. You just step outside to walk the dog and it's really hot. But counting our blessings, we have live music. We have you guys, our listening audience. So always something to be grateful for. So hope everyone is doing okay and having a wonderful end of the summer. And one of the things we've been doing is we've been covering a lot of music festivals. And last weekend, the weekend of August 19th, we went to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, our first time in the Badger State. And we covered a really unique music festival. And that is what this episode is about. Our guests today are Lily Mae, her wonderful sister Scarlett, and Lizzie, all friends of our show. All amazing talents, and they were at Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire. And that is the setting of today's episode. So we sat down with Lily Mae, who is, of course, Nashville music royalty, along with her family, Frank and Scarlett. So we sit with Lily, we sit with Scarlett, we had a great talk, and then we also had a great chat with Lizzie, who you guys may remember, great friend of our show, lives in Iowa. They both rocked the stage. They had amazing sets. The people of Wisconsin were loving them. And we just had a great, great, great chat with each of them. And Blue Ox Music Festival, guys, let me tell you about it because it's a really special place and it's a place that you all should consider visiting next summer. It was founded in 2015. And the vision is an intimate bluegrass and Americana experience. Both the festival and campgrounds are family-owned, and they're operated with a team of over 30 years of experience. So what sets this place apart, this festival apart, is the energy. It's really fan-centric. You see kids with bubbles. There's incredible, unique experiences like the Soul Sanctuary, you know, wellness tent with yoga. There's instrument workshops to learn how to play, you know, traditional string, instruments. There's late-night sets. In little stages around the woods, amazing food, amazing beer, breweries, art installations, just a really, really, really great music festival, guys. We were so honored to go and check it out. Make sure to check out the website, blueoxmusicfestival.com. A huge shout out to the people of Eau Claire and the people of the festival, specifically Karen Wells Berlander. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for having us over. You're a wonderful spirit. You're a wonderful soul. And without further ado, guys, let's get on with it. A special Blue Ox Music Festival episode featuring Lily Mae, Scarlett, her sister, and the wonderful Lizzie. Let's rock and roll. So guys, so excited to be joined by Scarlett and Lily.
Thank
How
you.
Are you guys?
Thank you.
It's so great to see you, both of you.
Thank you.
Well, to meet you, Scarlett, because I had not formally met you.
Yes, it's very
obviously,
nice to meet you as well.
Obviously, your role in music in Nashville is well known, but Lily is a musical trailblazer. We love her. We're a big fan. So.
Thank you so much.
So we are coming to you from a festival in Wisconsin. So Lily, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been traveling your whole life. At this point, like, does it even, like, is it almost like a blur? Like is the world a blur and you're just, like, on a bus, like, and you just, like, stop from place to place?
We do not have a bus yet.
Okay.
We
Private
are...
plane.
Hopefully we get a bus. I'd rather have a bus than a plane.
Yeah.
We grew up doing it. Scarlett and I have been in a family band since I was age 3.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, like, that's, like, we're definitely comfortable. We're so comfortable on the road.
For sure.
But, is it a blur?
I mean, this particular tour is really exciting because since the pandemic, we have, like, almost done you know, we've almost been in Nashville, like, steady for a year and a half. Sure. So this isn't so much a blur. It's more, like, really fun and exciting. Yeah, and taking in, like, being really thankful to be out here and playing live. Exactly. And really thankful that a lot of the shows are outdoors. Like, it's perfect. Yeah.
And Scarlett, let me ask you this. I mean, you guys are obviously siblings and you've played your whole life. But when you think about some siblings, like the Oasis brothers or the Black Crowes when they broke up, man, you sometimes want to get these people that are so talented and be like, guys, why can't you guys just get along and make good music? Like, and you guys have great chemistry amongst each other. You guys love each other.
I would send them to family therapy.
Yeah, what's the secret? What's it? You know? Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me, I would say, like, you know, if you can't all go to a therapist's office together and work through it to bring it back to music and love, then talk, like, work on your own communication skills and bring it back. You know, we've split up in our band in the past and stuff, and then, like, but we always, like, can talk and work through it. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's been hard. Like, I'm sure a lot of families suffer, but, like, with not being able to, you know, bring it back to, like, how they feel in their hearts.
Sure.
Which is love.
I always think about that. Because, like, Oasis is one of our guitar players' favorite band.
Right.
And hearing him always play those songs and stuff, and then so I only knew their music through him, and it's devastating. It's like the two of them play and they're not friends at all.
Devastating. You're right.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. And so I always think about that. I'm like, united is so powerful.
Exactly.
And on your own it's just like whatever. I don't mean to diss anybody on their own, but it's like when you unite, you're so much stronger.
Yeah, that's a special magic when you play as siblings, for sure.
I would be absolutely gutted if my family wouldn't play music with me.
Yeah.
It would be, I would probably feel like it was the end of the world, for sure. It would be gutting, it would be wrenching.
That's your center, that's your values. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's like, it's so important.
I love it.
It's so important.
I love it.
I mean, and definitely.
I would say go on like some retreat. Go on a yoga.
Right.
Find yourselves again.
Yeah. Speaking of finding yourself again, Lily, let me ask you about 2020, because obviously, you know, we asked this question a lot last year, but I think with you guys, it has, like, more interesting, which is, like, you literally have been, like, almost out of the womb touring your whole life.
Yes.
So how was that, like, stop for you guys? I mean, like, because it really was, like, something different, something you guys were not accustomed to.
Honestly, my views on it were... Well, the whole world is shutting down. Everybody is, like, every musician I knew, like, everyone under the sun was like, okay, Facebook Live, and we're, like, playing for tips, everyone. And it was like, wait a minute, everybody. Like, everybody, not just musicians are suffering, everyone is suffering. And it was like, health is more important. It was like, hey, you know, I think we were all okay to take a pause because it was necessary for humanity. But, like, it was cool for me. Like, we dove, Frank, brother Frank and me, like, we did separate gardens, but we, like, dove into gardening.
Nice.
Which is, like, we're totally into. Our family is very into gardening and stuff.
Spiritual, right? Like, gardening.
Well, sure. I'm not great with it like that. I just, like, like the outcome. I'm just like, give me tomato, give me tomatilla. Like, it was so fun. But, like, we don't get to do that the whole time because we do... live really busy lives.
Cool.
We have packed schedules, and so the gardening and stuff comes later. But, like, I also had an especially awesome pandemic experience because my old dog, who she has now passed away.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I got to spend the last year plus with her in her final year
That's
and a half.
Beautiful.
And, like, it was amazing. It was so awesome. And I would have been just heartbroken if we'd have been touring the whole time and then I didn't get to spend that time with her. It was so needed.
Lily had had her, it's Cherry Pie, and Lily had had her since her 16th birthday.
Oh.
And yeah.
That's great, guys.
Yeah, she was an amazing dog.
Of course.
And I got her on my 16th birthday and she passed away right before my 30th birthday.
So
it was like we almost, totally. Look at, she fixed it. Perfect.
Look at that.
Oh.
There was some earrings here in trouble that was fixed.
So, Lily, thousands of people expecting you here. Friday night, headlining set. But so before letting you go, let me ask you guys this, and let me start with you. How are you guys different today as we sit here in summer of 2021 from the same version of yourselves in 2019? What did you shed? What do you no longer carry with you?
Shed a few pounds, yeah. I'm just joking.
I think I shed a lot of anxiety.
Absolutely.
A lot of fear of the future, not like so much like, just like when you think like, oh, what if, you know, what if I, like I have a 4-year-old daughter and spending time with her has been amazing. I stayed home with her. I'm so thankful for every bit of time I got to spend with her. And I could see myself 2 years ago thinking like, you know, fear of like, oh, what if I need to go out on tour and be away from her for a month or another month? And like, just letting go of the anxiety, like what happens, happens, and everything is going to turn out the way it is supposed to. Everything is as it should be.
Love that, yeah. That's very special, true.
I quit smoking in the beginning of the pandemic.
Was that hard?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of fucking course. Yeah. And I had a couple of cigarettes since then. Like, and also I carry an emergency pack with me just in case, because I do have anxiety and I don't want to freak out if I want it now.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have one, but I don't need one. So I'm not even going to have one, you know?
That's
but like,
great.
I shed that, awesome. Which I think a lot of anxiety was wrapped around that.
Okay.
Honestly.
Cool.
But also loads of that, you know? Like, oh, we didn't see a stop coming ever.
Cool.
And like, although we grew up really religious, we had a very religious upbringing. And like, oh my gosh.
I know. That's one of my favorite songs that they're performing right now.
That's so cool.
John Denver.
They're killing it.
Aww. Wow. yeah. But like, yeah, losing a lot of anxiety of the future, you know, like, and also like I had like, okay, a whole shift of team, record label, not with Third Man Records anymore.
Yeah.
Shift of management, shift
right.
of booking.
Right.
Like I had so much anxiety wrapped up in the team that I was, you know, that I was with and the future with all that. And it's all
anxiety.
Naturally,
fear.
Totally. It's naturally working itself out. And here we are at a beautiful festival and we're still playing and there's nothing to be scared
you
of.
You guys have a really great energy about you right now. Like it's just like,
thank
I mean,
you.
I've never met you before, but like your energy has always been
thank
like
you.
Just like at peace with like the elements. And so you guys seem like
thank
you let
so
go
much.
Of that fear
Absolutely.
Of that. And you're actually embracing that uncertainty in the universe. So
thanks.
Guys, thank you so much
thank
for joining.
You for your time,
yeah, great
thank
seeing you.
For-
awesome. Lizzie Morris.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Finally in person.
It's so great to finally connect in
yeah,
person.
Absolutely.
I know. We're sitting in the woods here in Wisconsin.
Yep. Beautiful Midwest.
I know. It's like I was telling you, I now realize why you made this move. It's there's something to that very special.
Yeah,
you were like
absolutely.
Ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. Well, and also I grew up in Illinois
right.
/ like kind of Iowa. So I think, you know, also when it's what you're used to, you have a fondness for it.
Definitely. And
yeah.
How has the second half of your summer been, Lizzie?
It's been good. Yeah, we spoke, I guess, was that like in June? And then I'd say like it's just been busy. And I don't know if that's just because the last year and a half have been so calm and like
yeah.
uneventful but it feels busier than ever. I've had a lot of like company. A lot of people have visited me.
Nice.
I've went to see my family. I went to Los Angeles to work on the record. So it's
yeah.
been quite busy. And then between the garden and I've got this popcorn company thing I'm working on and we're trying to buy a building and
oh my god.
That's
so
amazing.
Just a lot of balls in the air as they say. So but it's been really good.
So you're gonna have your own popcorn company? Is that what's happening?
Well,
that's
we already
genius.
We have the popcorn company but we don't have the like capacity to really make enough product. So
okay.
the product we do make we sell locally and it sells out every week but
what's the name?
It's called Ott's Pops
okay.
in Indie Pop. And so
love
every
that.
Kind of, every flavor bag of flavored bag is a kind of pop music.
Oh my
music.
God, that's amazing.
So
can you get it online?
I put some online and we sold out like 200 bags like pretty quickly, but it took us like, it takes us a really long time to make it. So we're in the process of trying to see if we can like, we're buying a building and we're going to invest in some equipment and a kitchen, like build a kitchen.
Spiritual
and
spiritual entrepreneur.
I don't know. Yeah,
thing,
well.
Man. Awesome.
But each flavor, you know, so we have dream pop and folk pop right now, and then we're working on country pop and classic pop, and then we'll do K-pop and power pop. And so we have all these flavors that we're like developing. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's been, that's been fun. But, you know, and I'm also working on a new album, and I'm trying to keep the farm, everything kind of under control. Yeah, a lot of different things going on, and trying to have some fun. And
I feel like you have fun with everything.
You're
right?
Kind. I think no. I mean, half the time I do, and half the time I'm grumpy. But you don't see that
you
side.
You don't see that.
Yeah.
So, Lizzie, today when we're recording this, is the release of the 10th anniversary edition of Catching a Tiger.
Today is like the, it had been delayed, but yeah, today's the day, the anniversary edition of Catching a Tiger is here. There's actually some CDs and t-shirts at
amazing.
The merch stand. I hadn't even seen the CDs.
So congratulations, first
Thank
of
you.
All, because it's like a 10-year, like, I guess, wedding anniversary. It's like a milestone. It's a special record.
It's like the 10-year anniversary, but it's really the 11-year and 3-month anniversary because of COVID and vinyl production delays.
Like
yeah. So yeah, everything got a little shifted. But yeah, no, I mean, it's been such a long time coming. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, that came out today. So yeah. I got to be sure and let people know about that.
Man, that record just gets better with time.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, it's like you do the Joshua Tree. It's like that. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's timeless.
Well, that's very, very high praise. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm proud of it. And I'm also just grateful to it because it's like really the album that kicked off my career and gave me like, you know, kind of a foot in the door so that I could start kind of accumulating shows under my belt and honing my craft and meeting and making an audience for myself that stuck with me and
totally,
so forth. So
totally.
It's like a relaxed interview, but I just want to ask you one question that fascinates me, and it's the chapter when you moved to Paris in 2003.
Okay.
When you lived abroad.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is such a big part of who you became.
To a degree. Well, it was, I did a semester abroad. And it was my junior year, first semester of my junior year. And so I had taken French, so I went to Paris. And I think it was a turning point for me because I think once I got into this big city where pre-smartphone, you know,
sure.
I was able to really like navigate this city, which I grew up in kind of a small city. So it was very foreign to me in many ways. And I think just being able to go there and I met people and I played music while I was there and I felt like I was brave and I took risks and I put myself out there and I tried things that were scary, that I think that sort of showed me like, okay, I turned 21 there, like I'm an adult now.
Right.
And rather than going back to college, actually I decided to drop out of college after Paris and move to Los Angeles to pursue music. So it was kind of a formative kind of time, a shifting time. Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave you with this question.
You're about to hit the stage, Friday night, main stage, people like are really excited to see you. What is your, like, how do you get into state to get into stage? You know what I mean? Because I remember I saw the guys from Green Day once in New Jersey. Like, I saw them before and they started, like, punching each other, like frat boys, you know? So I've seen everything. What's your 30 minutes before, basically?
Well, I mean, it's funny because this is, like, such a big thing to be doing after, you know, nearly 2 years since we had done it, you know? So, I feel slightly rusty, but I'd say like a big thing for me is I like to have like, if I can get an hour before stage time of just kind of not really needing to talk or do anything, you know, and then I always brush my teeth.
Okay.
That like, refreshes me. And then I like to about 30 minutes before stage, I usually have like a glass of red wine, you know, put on a little makeup. I'm about to go like cool off in this trailer and just kind of warm up my voice, try to loosen up a little bit. I'm gonna probably need to re-practice a little bit and just kind of get into like the zone. And you know, today we're camping and this is sort of becoming like a band social event as well, so I think like I can get like really frazzled, so I need like some focused me time pre-performance so that I feel like focused.
Lizzie Morris.
You've said it all for today. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, such a pleasure.
Always, dude.
I'm glad that we're here.
Yeah, we're excited to see your show.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.